Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Yesterday, we began discussing the controversial problem of our world population in decline. While the United Nations estimates that the world population will continue to grow until the year 2050, population expert Philip Longman says that just 20 years later, by 2070, we will see world population begin to rapidly decline. Longman is the author of a book entitled The Empty Cradle, which addresses statistical surveys of world population growth and draws some chilling conclusions. He estimates that by the year 2050, the entire world will be feeling the stress of a depopulation crisis. Longman reports that a closer look at demographic trends shows that the rate of world population growth has fallen by more than 40% since the late 1960s. All told, some 59 countries, comprising roughly 44% of the world's total population, are not producing enough children to avoid population decline, and the phenomenon continues to spread. By 2045, according to the latest UN projections, the world's fertility rate as a whole will have fallen below replacement levels. The short-term benefits to a decline in birth rate are far outstripped by the problems that will surface if the population continues to shrink. Longman writes, "Although at first the fact that there are fewer children to feed, clothe, and educate leaves more for adults to enjoy, soon enough, if fertility falls beneath replacement levels, the number of productive workers drops as well, and the number of dependent elderly increase. And these older citizens consume far more resources than children do. And herein lies a major concern for pro-lifers. Once older citizens are seen as a burden to society, it is easy for society to rationalize euthanasia, even involuntary euthanasia." Longman notes that even after considering the cost of education, a typical child in the United States consumes 28% less than the typical working-age adult, whereas elders consume 27% more, mostly in health-related expenses. Largely because of this imbalance, population aging, once it begins creating more seniors than workers, puts severe strains on government budgets. To illustrate his point, Longman uses Germany as his example. In Germany, public spending on pensions is expected to swell from an already staggering 10.3% of gross domestic product to 15.4% by 2040. During this time, the number of workers who will be supporting these programs will shrink from 2.6 to 1.4, almost a 1-to-1 ratio. That would mean that every worker would be expected to work enough to support not only himself and his family, but provide nearly 75% of a retired person's pension payment. It is not difficult to imagine a hard-working man or woman becoming resentful of the financial expectations placed on him or her. A population off-balance can place the elderly in jeopardy as they depend on others to support them and provide for their medical necessities. Once the elderly become a perceived burden, there will be more social incentive for euthanasia. If abortion was posed as a solution to overpopulation, you can bet that the pro-death activists will be campaigning tirelessly to pass laws in favor of euthanasia as depopulation becomes a reality. The answer to this impending crisis is not simplistic, though it may seem that way on the surface. We must, as a world, value all human life once again. Longman writes that the family has become nothing more than a unit of consumption in today's world. It is no longer viewed as valuable to society. Children are no longer seen as the hope of the future, but as consumers of natural resources. In order to prevent the killing of millions of elderly worldwide, we must begin to act now. We must continue to work to turn the tide away from death and toward respect for all human life.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.